11:47, Joe Rico, Alex Ramirez back at the final word. And our next guest is absolutely, I don't use the word legend much. I mean, we don't have as many legends as, you know, we like to say. You know, but in this industry, Jim Sacamano is absolutely a legend. He has been with the Denver Broncos organization now 36 years. And you look at something like that, and I remember Jim back as a kid, you know, where I used to go out to the old quarterback club and Jim would speak. And he's always been an ambassador for the franchise. Never a bad word. Not once have I ever heard him. And maybe Jim will tell you something. I don't know. But not one bad word ever said about the man in my lifetime, my 11 years in the media. And without further ado, we'll bring on Jim Sacamano. I want to say good morning to you. And, you know,
good
Alex,
morning.
Alex and I have seen you for years up at CU, and I
good
saw
morning,
you.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Jim.
And I saw you at the Front Rage Huddle here a week ago, and this Wednesday. And you were kind enough to say you'd come on the program with us, and we really appreciate it. I did want to say, as far as Bronco history goes, you're kind of the man around this town, you and our good friend David Platty. So let me ask you, in your time with the club, have you ever still seen a team much like when I was a little kid, the Orange Crush, the 1977 Broncos? I think people kind of, that team doesn't get a lot of credit. We still have Randy Gratishar and Louis Wright from that team that I think should be in the Hall of Fame. There's maybe even a couple other players, Tom Jackson possibly. Could you talk a little bit about that team before we get started in future history or in the more current teams?
Magic doesn't happen every day. And when it does happen, it's something that you remember and you cherish and you savor, but you don't replicate it. That there's nothing like the first time. Up until then, the Broncos had a few winning seasons, had never been in the playoffs, never won the division, never contended for anything, really. And so it was amazing. That 1977 season and the championship game against the Raiders, you know, ranked actually probably ahead of some of our title-winning years, when you knew what you had, because you didn't know what you had. It was remarkable, and you had to be here to see. I mean, people painting their cars orange, people orange toilet seats. I can remember, you know, people dropping things off to TV anchors and saying, would you advertise this on TV for me, or just show that some fan dropped it off, and people dyeing their hair orange and so forth. It was remarkable. It was a great year, and it really changed the city and changed the team forever in the national consciousness. You know, only 5.7% of the population of the country lives in the Rocky Mountain time zone. That's why the time zone itself is not even mentioned on TV when they're advertising national programming sometimes. But that was the year that leapfrogged the Broncos. Then you get John Elway, and what could you say?
Everything just took off from there. Look, I'm not even going to address you as Jim because I have so much respect for you. I'm going to call you Mr. Sacamano. That's not what it comes down to. I know you come on a program sometimes on our dial with Gil Whiteley, a good friend of yours as well. Mr. Sacamano, I just want to tell you, you know, what I see from you and just the professionalism that you've handed down to Patrick Smythe, the way you guys have won all these different awards. I think it really starts from the top on how the media is dealt with in the, you know, how we get dealt with, because, you know, you guys have done such a fabulous job on how to address press conferences, what kind of questions maybe you can or can't ask. You know, you have spent 36 years with the Broncos. I'm a former Metro State alum as well, just so you know. Beep, beep, the Roadrunner.
Right,
but
right.
I'll tell you this, when I talk to you, and I've told Joey, I'm like, man, I walk in the press box and I see Sacco and I see David Platty. We had Platty on last week to talk on our college football program. So for us to have you on this week is just such a blessing. But what's your message to some media members that are going to college right now that you would say, hey, you know, you're some advice that you would say, hey, you know what, guys, this is what I would do. I know, I mean, we can go on for 3 hours about what your recommendations or your advice would be, but your thoughts overall, and, like, you know, going on this business now with social media being such a big, heavy hand, what would be the best advice you'd give out, sir?
First of all, Alex, don't call me Mr. Sacamano.
Okay, I won't. Now I
call me Jim.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. My advice to people is, as much as you want it to be about you, And, oh, it's so tempting to say it's about me, 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 me. Don't make it about you.
Yep.
If you really want to get respected, you know, the respect to you will come by you doing your job in a straight and honest and thorough way. You don't need to yell. You don't need to raise your voice. But you need to be sincere, and you need to work very, very hard. Cross the T's, dot the I's, show up at all the things, even if they don't seem important, because you know when something, you never know when something important will happen. And you got to work real hard. And I know that's so corny and so cliche, but if you don't work real hard in any profession, what do? They get rid of you, and they bring in somebody who will work real hard. So you got to work real hard, and it's amazing how many good things will happen to you then.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, this is a perfect example of that. You know, I mean, the Front Range Huddle, you know, there's opportunities. You have to take advantage of those opportunities.
You go. I've always thought that. Like seeing you there, you go to these things. You don't say, I'm too big for this. The heck with you're not too big for this. No. It may be too big for you, pal. If you think it's too big for you, you're too big for it. It probably means it's too big for you. Right. You go to these things. I was delighted to go and see you and see guys that it's interesting because some people cover CU from, you know, Longmont, Loveland, Boulder that don't do the Broncos much, you know? It was great for me to do this, and I've always been honored to be asked by Dave, and it's a really, really cool thing.
You know, as a former Metro State alum, you know, I want to ask you real quick because your time with Metro State, you said in one of your interviews, and I'm looking at it, that it was the foundation of your entire career. And I completely echo that.
That's the truth.
Absolutely. Because now, you know, when I was interning there at Channel 7, at Channel 9, at Channel 4 during college, you know, Metro State has an amazing internship program with all these different TV facilities, radio stations that are in town that college kids would come in from Colorado State or CU to drive in and go do what I was doing just 5 minutes away from my house. Can you elaborate on the Metro State program? Because that's something that I always have near
well,
my heart.
Well, it's a tremendous program, and like anything, it's what you make of it. You know, back when I was a senior in high school, my parents were just the best of people. Wonderful. Didn't have a lot of money. That's the way it is. You know what I mean. We all know what this is like.
That's right.
And my options, that was my option. A four-year school started off as a two-year school, but almost immediately, literally, it was a four-year school before they finished 1 year of school. But that was my option. And so I took it, and you take it, and you run with it. And, you know, at the Hall of Fame thing recently, I was there, and we saw on TV, you may have watched, Cliff Harris from Wachita Baptist. Now, that was his option out of high school. Wachita Baptist in Wachita, Arkansas. Please. But he took it and he ran with it. And, you know, what you make of it, that's entirely what you make of it. And Metro State gave me that opportunity, they were the raft. And I was able to stand on the raft. And after a while, you say, you know, this is a pretty sturdy raft. I think I can get from here to there. And you do. But if you get off the raft, you don't make it.
Well,
you don't make it. You got to keep going. It's like if you're shoveling behind an elephant. You can stop and you can say, I'm frustrated. No problem. They'll get somebody else to shovel. And that's the guy who's going to get promoted eventually, the guy who doesn't stop shoveling. So I commend you entirely, Alex. And I'm aware of your background in the military, Joe. And, you just have to keep going and going and going. And Metro State offered me that opportunity. I'm happy to say that I was good enough, or I won't even say good enough, but I was. But, I mean, you know, you work hard enough is what I mean, to take advantage of it. And things can happen. Things can happen if you, and then it's amazing the view from where you get to where you used to be.
Well, I'll say this. The one thing I can say is it's all about work ethic, you know, and as a proud Italian, much like you, You know, there's the work ethic of our parents, and I can also throw Miguel Ramirez Sr. in with this because he's one of the hardest working men I've ever seen. But it all starts with work ethic. My father used to say, and he's a Korean War vet as well as me being a veteran, I don't care if you have 8 degrees. If you can't get your butt off the couch at 4:30 in the morning and feed your family, you're not going anywhere. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think the one thing Alex and I have subscribed to is common sense. We've taken advantage. If you see the way, and I learned this from people like you, Mr. Sakamano, we're always well dressed.
Joey, call him Jim.
Hey, Jim. I learned this from you.
That
basically.
Guy, Joe. Yeah, he doesn't learn.
We're allowed to call him Jim now, officially.
Well, okay, so. Thank you. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything you've taught me. And, you know, when we, and Dave Platty as well, you know, you go to those games, I'm always in a shirt, tie. And if I'm not, I'm thoroughly well dressed. I'm on time. I'm ready to work. And if you're not that way, it's not just blowing smoke up people's skirts and up people's butt. You know, it's about going there and really doing the work and digging in and doing the work the right way. And I can tell you this, I think Alex and I stand for that. And I think that we are very well received by most of these teams and organizations from learning from.
I've thought that of you many times.
I appreciate that.
Because it's not how big the station is or how many hours a week the show is. How does the guy represent? How does he look? First class. Dan Reeves used to say, very simply, say, look like a pig. You play like a pig. That's all.
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Is that how you want to be known? Not how I want to be known.
No way. You're impeccably dressed.
I told
my
staff there's only one way. You know, yesterday at the game, if you can believe it, I was there before the parking lot opened.
Oh, I believe it.
And I was there about 2:20. Parking lot opened at 2:30. The people were nice enough because there were other workers there. You know, I was able to kind of like bypass this row of cars very politely, showed them my pass, and went in. But, you know, the three words I kind of hate the most, I really hate this. Sorry I'm late. Oh, my God, how I hate that.
I echo that with you. You know, and I'll tell you this, Jim. I've been doing this with Joe Rico. Now we're going on 9 years on My Life Sports.
This is our ninth year today.
And I'm going to be honest with you. This is one of the most powerful, impactful segments I've ever had. So, thank you.
You know, Joe did make an error at the beginning. He said, I've been with the Broncos 36 years. 36 years full-time. I'm an official consultant for 8.
Okay. Okay. So 44 years.
Okay. I want to make sure I get it right before we tweet it out.
No problem, guys. Hey, I'm kind of proud of that.
Wow.
And you know, you just it comes from just you answer the bell.
44
you know,
years.
If somebody says, I wonder who we could get to get to this slop job that nobody wants. You want them to say, I want Joe and Alex to do it.
Oh man.
Wow.
They'll do it. That's all there is to it. If you won't do the slop job, what the heck, what am I going to do? Elect you to office? I don't want you in office.
I'm going to say this on behalf of Alex and me.
This is awesome.
We went to games when CU was 1-10. We went to games when the Nuggets were getting blown out. One game Alex and I went to, we weren't late, but there was a big blizzard, so they couldn't get everybody in. There was only 500 people, and when we walked in, Utah was beating the Nuggets 41-8. And Alex and I stayed the entire game. And you know who recognized us that game? Josh Kroenke. He came and put his arm around us. That's the owner of the team, for anybody
who
might be listening. He came in and he knew at that point. And now, Alex, we've covered over 300 games. I've been at that facility for every playoff game. They were even going to let me go to the bubble. But I earned that by showing up against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's right.
At 9 o'clock, the game lasts. Some of those games last till midnight. We wouldn't leave the parking lot till 12:45. And some of those older games at CU, you and I know, and Alex too.
Yeah.
I remember Alex calling me on Highway
93. Well, the Utah game last year
at
CU, we had to keep the windows open because of the pandemic, and they couldn't close the windows at the press box.
Right.
We were doing jumping jacks, Jim, to try to stay warm because it was like 10 below. And
you
got to
do it. You got to do that.
You got to do those kind of things.
Nobody's paying you a penny, by the way, for those games.
No, sir.
You get paid for doing the show or whatever. But I've always told my people, you get hired, great. 8 to 5, that's your job. Any promotion or firing is going to come from what you do or don't do before 8, after 5, and on weekends. That's it.
Well, with Alex and I, you know, this is our show. Unlike many programs, we do the marketing, we do the social media, we bring on the guests. We produce the show. Everything is we. And I'll tell you what, it makes you a journalist in my mind that can do it all. And I
absolutely.
Mean, I think that it just really, though, also we've realized how important it is to build this and share our platform with all these other people, including you, because it just makes us so much better, I think, than just listening to a couple guys try and blab for 4 hours. I just think that's a hard way. I like the way we do it.
My last one, real quick. Woody Page, obviously, a guy you know very well, Jim. He said anybody can talk about sports stats and talk about the box scores at the end of the evening.
Yep.
But what do you do that's different that besides just talking about stats and numbers? And, you know, we've given back. We've done charity work for the Broncos, the Nuggets.
Uh-huh.
We've raised over $500,000 for the community in Colorado.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very commendable, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Commendable.
And so that's our niche. We want to give back to the community. We want to make sure that where we grew up, like you are, a Denver native, Joe Rico and I, Denver natives, you know, to give back to where we grew up. But anyways, this is awesome.
I can't wait to
listen to this segment again. This is awesome. Thank you, sir.
Hey, yeah, and Jim, one thing, not putting you on the spot or anything, but, you know, Alex and I, you know, we would love to come up and join you for a game sometime this year or something like that. It'd be great. I know we'll see you in Boulder. It'd be great to see if we're, you know how we are. That press box gets pretty full in the Broncos country. Yeah. You pretty much have to die to get in there. So, hey, whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it.
If it comes up to somebody asking me, what do I think? I'll give you a hearty thumbs up.
That's all we need. The press box is named after you, so I think we're okay with that.
That's the kind of support we need. Hey, all intents and purposes, just kidding, but I will say this, Jim. We'd love to have you on again later on in the season because I think it's going to be a different kind of year this year. And Alex was saying at the break, and I'll second this, I think the Broncos are going to do a lot better than people think this year, and I just think that running the football and a big, strong top five defense, if they can get those kind of commodities, I'll take my chances with the rest
of it. And stay healthy. You got to stay healthy. Hey, call me. I'll be around.
Hey, you got it, Jim. Thank you so much for your time
today.
Thank
you, gentlemen, for calling.
You have a great day. That's the man, Jim Saccomanno.
This is pretty cool,
Joe. From the Denver Broncos.
This is pretty cool, buddy.
Unbelievable, man. That is one of our heroes and a guy that absolutely, I mean, he runs media in this town. He always will. And Patrick Smyth himself will tell you that I bet
Mount
you
90%. Rushmore, he is Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, 90% of what Patrick
learned. Platy. Sacco, is that how you call him? Can we call him Sacco?
I'm not
going to call him Sacco.
Right,
I'll just call him Jim.
What I'm saying
we went from Mr. Saccomanno to Jim, so we're okay with Jim.
Anyway,
now.
I was going to say, if I could finish that, 90% of what Patrick Smyth learned, I'm sure he learned from Jim Saccomanno. When we get back, the good doctor, Dr. Eric Nacken from the R2 Medical Clinic, he joins the program next when you return to the final word on 98.1 FM.
LA Sports. Famous.